The Gospel according to Matthew, the 10th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to the 12, "Whoever welcomes you welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Whoever welcomes a prophet in the name of a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. Whoever welcomes a righteous person in the name of a righteous person will receive the reward of the righteous. And whoever even gives a cup of cold water to one of these little ones in the name of a disciple, truly I tell you, none of these will lose their reward." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. One verse out of those three verses that were our gospel reading. When Jesus is speaking to his disciples and sending them out, that we've had for the last few weeks, here is the conclusion of it. Sending out in the world, and Jesus says, "Whoever welcomes you welcomes me. Whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me." Welcome. It comes up 8 times in 3 verses here. And we talk about welcome an awful lot at this church. It's one of our benchmark principles. In fact, in the opening page of your bulletin, if you ever look at that, where you could see our welcome statement, it's there every week, right at the top. It's also on the plaque on the wall out in the narthex. It was passed in 2009. I'd invite you to look at it right now. I'll read it for you. It says, "We affirm that Christ has made us one body with many members, all sharing in God's wondrous grace and unconditional love. We celebrate both the human variation and inclusive unity of God's family. Following Jesus' example, we embrace all of God's people, regardless of ethnicity, physical or mental ability, marital status, sexual orientation, gender identity, or economic circumstance. With welcoming hearts, we invite you to join us in worship, fellowship, and ministry." Printed every week in your bulletin. And I know some of you were involved in the drafting and affirmation of that statement. And I know you really spent time in those conversations talking about what it means to be welcoming. It's not just saying all are welcome and then going along merrily doing whatever it is you were doing before and assuming other people can, you know, you don't mind if they're around. Instead, I know you talked about this welcome being an action verb, something we are doing to create the space to show that those who join us really are part of this community. And we talk about it a lot. After all, it is one of the hallmarks of Jesus' message. When Jesus went and spoke to the world in first century Judaism, he talked a lot about the coming of the kingdom of God. You might have noticed he never defines the term. And the reason is because people around him did not actually disagree at all with what the kingdom of God was or that it was coming. Where the problem arose is when Jesus started talking about who was going to be included. Now Jesus was at odds with his world around him. Rather than the religious elites, he said the kingdom of God was for the poor in spirit. Rather than the important and noted people, it was for those on the margin who were often neglected. It's the radical message of Jesus we speak about frequently, a radical message of welcome. Who is included? Jesus was insistent that all are indeed included. And they weren't included as people who were just allowed to follow around Jesus, but empowered as important and valuable members of the community. All are welcome. We say it so many times. But today in our gospel lesson, Jesus does something that I don't think we talk about as often. Jesus says, whoever welcomes you welcomes me. Well, who's the you here? He's speaking to the ones he's sending out into the world, to the disciples, to go proclaim Jesus' message of grace and love. And most all, read this speech or discourse in Matthew as not just instructions specific to those 12, but to all who are sent out, all followers of Jesus, all who are being, in the language we like to use, the hands and feet of Jesus in the world. In short, all of us who are the baptized, who are the churched, all of us. And then Jesus says, whoever welcomes you welcomes me. So now, which way did the welcome go? We usually assume that this whole welcome thing that we focus on is we, the church, are to be welcoming those from outside. That's true, but in this passage, Jesus flips it around. Now you, disciples of Jesus, are to be the ones who are welcomed. We, the followers of Jesus, were to be welcomed by others. The standard script that we hold so precious has been turned round. And I actually think sometimes that can be harder. We talk a lot about hospitality, and we really laud those who show radical hospitality, who give generously, lavishly, without discrimination. We tell all kinds of stories of those in our lives who are exemplars. Think of my grandparents that way, whom you couldn't come in their vicinity without being given something to eat. It was just a sense of welcome always. And we love the cheerful giver. But what I don't think we talk about as much is us as receivers. That part of being the hands and feet of Jesus is not just sharing grace with others, but receiving grace from others. We talk about the skill of learning to be welcoming to others, but less frequently the skill of learning to be welcomed by others. But you know, all these times we like to talk about grace, about being means of grace. The word grace actually means gift. Before Jesus, it wasn't especially a spiritual word. It was just a word, gift. It's the dynamic of giving and receiving. What we actually give or receive in any situation, the real gift is rarely the content of what's given. Sometimes it is, but for the most part, it's not. The real gifts we give in life are hopefully some value, but what's really being exchanged is the relationship we have with one another. When I give a gift, I'm saying, I care about you. This is one expression of that care, but we're in relationship of some kind, built on care and love. And if that's true, if it really is a relational aspect, then giving and receiving are really the same thing. It's a dynamic relationship that goes backward and forward. Different expressions, but the same care. And that, I suggest, is part of what being welcomed means. Jesus says, whoever welcomes you welcomes me. Whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Later, Jesus defines what that welcome might look like. Whoever gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones in the name of a disciple, truly I tell you, none of these will lose their reward. A cup of water. It's not a lot. In fact, most of us probably could go find our own cup of water. And in the ancient world, water wasn't as abundant as it is now, but it still wasn't that hard to come by. What was the gift? What was the hospitality? Well, it's really not all that much at all in content. But what is being said is that I care enough about you to give it to you. That we are in relationship, the two of us. And when we, being welcomed by others, what are we saying? Receiving a welcome. We're saying, I affirm you have something to give me that's worthwhile for my life. It's a statement of value. It's saying, I want to be welcomed by you. I want to be embraced and welcomed because I want to grow from my relationship with you. I don't want to simply get something from you, or I don't want to follow you around with you doing your thing and I'll just kind of be there. No, we're saying, I'd love it if we could grow together in relationship. You've something for me. Let's be present together. I think that's the skill of being welcomed. And this welcome that Jesus talks about, this way in which we are the ones welcomed by others, you'll notice it doesn't say something that I think we often think about with welcome. It doesn't say, if these people welcome you, then they'll agree with everything you're saying and convert and become Christians. They might, I suppose, but that's not what Jesus is talking about with welcome here in this passage. Here it says only they give you a cup of cold water. People who disagree with you very deeply can give you a cup of water. That relationship we have with others that begins with a gift and a reception doesn't include agreement at all times. It just means we're able to love and care about each other. And it also suggests we do value you and you value us, even though we very well might disagree with one another. It wasn't the water that was given. It's the very relationship we can have together. And so in our gospel reading, Jesus' disciples are sent out to share grace. That's the whole context of the passage. To give something. To proclaim who Jesus is in the world. But what that looks like might not be what we expect. Rarely it can look like what I'm doing right now. Someone speaking to a whole bunch of people. But more frequently, it's not. It's giving something. It's receiving something. Welcoming and being welcomed. It's the foundation of simply just being in relationship with one another. And sometimes I think that can be hard. Because sometimes, maybe many times, depending on our circumstance in life, we might not feel very welcomed. We could feel isolated and alone. We might desperately want to be in some relationship with others that just isn't happening the way we'd expect, especially if we're talking about it in words such as Jesus uses. To that, Jesus says, whoever welcomes you welcomes me. And whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. The relationship you can have with others isn't just the relationship between you and another person. It's also about one's relationship with Christ, both mine and theirs. In our welcome statement we started this sermon with today, we talk about Christ having made us all one body with many members. If we were to write a being welcomed statement, we'd start from that same place. We are a body of Christ. And as frequently as we talk about the various members of the body of Christ in all our diversity, which is kind of what our welcome statement emphasizes, there is also the unity that we're all one and together in the one Christ. Jesus works in and through us all the time. And so just as we could be welcomed by others, we are also welcomed by Christ himself. No matter the interactions you have on a daily basis, sometimes positive, sometimes negative, many times pretty neutral. No matter what they are, in Christ, you are always received and always welcomed. Thanks be to God. Amen.